This is Susie from MERP, and I'm here with Gunnar DeGray and James Sumner from Chronological Injustice. Are you guys excited for the show tonight?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
absolutely.
Gunnar, the last time I saw Chronological play was when you shot the video at Brinks many years ago.
Yeah.
Tell me what has gone on the last 3.5 years.
Oh, a lot. Really, I mean, we've been kind of just trying to shift the writing style and the style of the music in general. I started playing 7-string guitars for a while, actually. This will be the first show that I'm playing an 8-string now. we have one song tonight that that will feature that guitar. But, yeah, really just the music's taking a way different turn for sure. We sounded more... Well, I listened to a lot of Pantera, and that influenced me a lot early on. But now it's more like technical death metal, which is way different than where I began. So I think there's still some roots of groove metal and stuff in the music.
Oh, there's definitely... I definitely hear some.
Yeah, still a little groovy now and again, but... yeah, it's definitely gone more in a different direction.
Tell me on the technical death metal bands, what bands are you listening to?
Oh, I love The Faceless. That's one of my biggest influences, I think. I don't know who else. Meshuggah is a big one for me. The 8-strings, for sure. They're probably the band that got me into death metal. Actually, I didn't like anything other than like clean vocals before them. But I just love the guitar so much. One day, I started listening to it. I was like, all right, I'm going to just tune the vocals out. And then after a while, I was like, man, these vocals are sick. Like, clean vocals wouldn't work with this kind of music.
So, you get, an acquired taste for them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, those are two of the big ones. Then there's some other bands that are not as technical, but I still enjoy, like, Born of Osiris and Veil of Maya. Hey, you want to chip into that, James, at all?
No, that's you. You're nailing them, man. I love all those. I'm a Lamb of God fan, too.
Yeah.
And then Pantera for me,
yeah,
for
course.
Sure. That got me into metal in the first place. Mm.
Where did you come from, James?
I'm from Auburn, Washington, which is pretty close to Seattle.
You live down here now?
No, I drive up, and we practice in Vancouver.
Yeah, that might change soon, but at the moment,
yeah. Yeah, so we, me and the bass player drive up. We're both from Washington. We drive up once a week, and we try to make it to every weekend and practice in Vancouver.
Okay, good. This is the first show with your current lineup.
Yes.
Who's new in the band for tonight?
So Gabe, our bassist, he actually was in the band last time. He wasn't able to make our first show, unfortunately. It was short notice. We played with Cattle Decapitation, so we couldn't pass it up just because one member couldn't make it. So we had our old guitarist Nathan filled in on bass for us for that one. And then we also have Alex McDonald, who used to be in Never Awake. He's still in Tyranny of Hours and a few other projects. And he's amazing. This is his first show playing with us.
Man. Like, every time we play with him, I just get super happy. I'm like, God damn,
you're
so damn good.
Yeah.
Gunnar, you've been getting some really great sponsorships. Will you talk to us about what's happening?
Yeah, so Dean Guitars was the first one. That was kind of set up by David Locke of Lockstar Guitars. He had some of the reps from Dean come down, or from Armadillo Music, more specifically. He had to meet with them, and he asked me to come down to meet them, and they took a video of me playing and met a few of the guys, and it took about a year, but eventually I was able to get a deal with them, and then all the ones after that kind of were a lot easier since I had some little bit of name recognition from Dean. But I got Randall Amps after that, Stringjoy for strings, and they have some picks also, and then Nady Wireless, and James has...
Yeah, I'm on Nady too.
A deal with Nady as well.
That's great. I understand that you will be playing your new Dean 8-string tonight on the last song?
Yes, the very last song. So I just got that a couple days ago, actually. So I'm pretty excited to play it.
Yeah, that thing's nice.
It is custom made. It's got a paint job, or it's a yellow RC8, which they've never done before. And it's also the only Dean 8-string that has a Floyd Rose that it's ever been made. So
really?
In your specification?
Yeah, that's cool, man. Hell yeah.
That's awesome. Tell me, I wanted to walk through, since I've been gone for 3 years, tell me, who have you shared the stage with?
Oh, there have been a few. We just played recently with Cattle Decapitation. That was about last month. We played with Sepultura, Goat Horror. I think we know that wasn't the one we did the video at. Oh, yeah, no, it was. Yeah, the video that we took that you saw, the last one, was with Goat Horror and the Casualties. I already said Sepultura. Man.
That's some big names.
Soulfly, yes. We played Soulfly twice, actually. I'm kind of blanking out. Man, it's been a while. I haven't played a show in almost a year. Or not consistently, at least.
Who are you hoping for?
I don't know. If we could play with... Born of Osiris. Forget about that. Or not Born of Osiris, I'm sorry. Within the Ruins. Born of Osiris is one I would like to play with for sure. But obviously the Faceless is one of my favorite bands. That'd be great to play with them. I think their fans might like our music too, hopefully. Animals as Leaders would be a really cool one too. That's another big influence of mine I couldn't think of earlier. I've been listening to them a lot lately. Yeah, really just the bands I like personally. I think it'd be super cool to play with them, get on a tour or something.
Very nice. For 2017, what can we expect for Chronological Injustice?
Well, hopefully we can get another EP out. We have some rough tracks that have been recorded so far, and we're playing some of the new songs at the shows, but we're probably not going to release a full-length album until we get like on a record label of some sort. But we want to keep releasing things, or some material fairly consistently, and doing EPs just makes that a little bit easier. If we end up having to scrap the material that we've written before, it'd be better to scrap EPs rather than full-length albums, so...
Yeah.
Do you find with having the endorsement from Dean, that seems like Dean and Randall are the biggest ones, do you find that that makes it easier for labels to look at you?
I think so. I don't know, it's hard to say. I know Unhaloed had some connections with Sumerian.
Yeah, my last band had some good connections, but I mean, anything that's under your belt at all, if the band looks at your... label looks at you, if you're gonna have Dean and all that kind of stuff, that's always gonna make you look any better. Any more exposure that you've already made for yourself, it's gonna make you look more profitable, I guess.
Yeah.
So as far as your music, if people want to hear it now, I assume you have like Bandcamp and Reverb Nation.
Most of our stuff's on, we have it on Reverb Nation. We have our EP that we just released about a year ago on iTunes, on Spotify, most of the major listening platforms, YouTube also. So,
as a website too, right?
Yeah, we have a website also.
Will you give it?
I believe it's just chronologicalinjustice.com.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Not like so. Is there anything you want to throw in, James?
No, nothing other than, looking forward to all new music and, we're going to be, doing a bunch of shows and it's just going to be awesome. I'm pretty stoked about this whole thing. This is only my second show with this one, so... But still, we're still all filling it out and stuff, but I mean, just the chemistry that all of us have is just going to be awesome. So, looking forward to new music and the EPs that are going to be coming out here real soon.
Great. Thank you for sitting with us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you.